Monday is today.
You ever hear any monster truck rally advertised Monday?
I'm gonna make it so you guys can't see yourselves.
Oh, that's probably for
the best.
But
I'm a narcissist.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're gonna be distracted by it.
Oh.
Are we doing the thing now?
Yeah, might as well start.
All right, we're doing the thing now.
Welcome to Level Zero Techs. I am Autumn, one of the video editors here.
And I'm Grant, the other video editor.
And I'm Amber. What do I do?
Amber used to be a video editor.
I used to be a video editor.
Now you do
KVM support. I do benchmarking. So if the numbers are wrong, it's my fault, probably.
If it's spelled wrong, it's my fault.
And if it looks like garbage, it's my fault.
So the idea behind this little podcast is to give an introduction to the B team, the B side of Level One Techs.
B-Team.
Yeah.
I resent that.
You don't like being called B-Side, B-Team?
No. It's rude.
What are we? We are...
We are the invisible hand that makes Level 1 techs work.
Ooh. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Economic term.
Yeah, we're the B-Team. Whatever. Yeah, we're the B-Team. It's fine. That's stupid. Don't listen to me.
Yeah. So I thought... This was my idea. I'm forcing the other two to do this.
I don't feel forced.
You don't feel forced? That's good.
Yeah.
But the idea is to sort of give you, the audience, behind the scenes of the inner machinations of our minds and what we do and the choices we make for our videos.
That's really profound.
Yeah, isn't it?
I'm proud of you.
I just thought of Patrick when he says, the inner machinations of my mind are an enigma.
That's who I was quoting.
And the milk.
The milk.
The milk falls over. Yeah. It's a Simpsons bit, too. You know, Homer will be like, he'd be like, oh, what's he thinking of? And it's like a cartoon cow dancing in his brain. It's a classic bit.
Yeah. So I guess a little bit of an introduction. I am the newest member of Level One Techs. Making the big waves by starting a podcast now.
Pretty big waves. Revolutionary. Iconic.
But before we get to that, we have a sponsor, don't we?
Oh, yes. Some sort of orange soda.
Nice.
We haven't had an orange soda
in a long time. Well, the thing is, the problem with the orange soda stuff is there's not a lot of really like bizarre orange soda. And like, I mean, there is, but I think he's kind of tried everything. Right?
Yeah.
Unless you want to, I went to, this ridiculous grocery store in Cincinnati called Jungle Gyms.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
I've been there.
They have so much crap and so many soda. They have walls of soda, and you go in there and I'm like, I'm going to get an orange soda for Wendell. And everything is just like, it's either something he's tried or something that's clearly just like some dudes put a label on Orange Crush. It's like, oh, this.
Or he can't have it.
Yeah, or you can't. So. Yeah, he can't have it. But last time I brought Iron Brew. I don't know if you remember that. It was a few months ago. Yeah, it's like, it's not orange flavored, but it looks orange. And I'm like, look, man.
It's close enough.
Yeah, I'm like, look, man, it's the best I can do. But yeah, I don't know. What were we talking about?
Oh.
Who am I?
You're Grant. Last I checked.
Oh.
But the idea... for this podcast was to give behind the scenes. So for me, I guess that looks like going over my process for video editing.
Okay.
I think it's slightly different than what yours is, Grant. Probably.
Probably mostly the same.
Probably mostly the same. Yeah, it's the same. We both use Premiere.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I used to do a multi-band compressor on everything.
Absolutely.
And I really was flying by the seat of my pants. I don't know what.
You did good though.
Well, I mean, remember when I first started though? I was like, "What's Premiere?"
But I mean, you pulled it out, right?
Yeah.
I still do the multi-band compressor on just about everything. I kind of fine-tune it a little bit. I'm a little bit less pedal to the metal with it than I used to be. I guess, if that makes sense.
You're not the only editor anymore.
No.
You don't have to get one out real quick.
No.
Oof. That needs to be phrased way differently.
No. For a while there, I was the only editor. I've been here for about is it going to be 6 years in February?
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Not including my break, is like 3 for me.
So I started in 2017.
Dang.
So, on my birthday.
Wow.
Yeah, February 6th was 2017 was my first day.
Take note.
Yeah.
Audience.
I demand
February 6th, say happy birthday to Editor Grant.
Please do. No one else does. But I started here and then I was the only editor for a little bit, and then Amber came by, and then Autumn showed up.
Yep.
That was so weird that I started working here. It was crazy. Like, it was just by coincidence, like, not even.
You came here to be an intern for Wendell's other business.
Yeah, that's what I did. And then they were like, well, we can't do anything with that, but do you want to be an editor? And I was like, well, I didn't really imagine myself editing videos for the rest of my life, but I could give it a try.
For the rest of your life, huh? Yeah, it's been pretty awesome, though. I've learned a lot. It's one of those things where it's like, you know, I like video games, and I like computers. I think they're interesting, but I'm not an expert by any means, and I'm still not an expert, but Jesus, I've learned so much here.
I think all the secondhand information, because you're editing a video.
Yeah.
Like, I learned a lot just because I had to edit it, you know, watch every single video that Wendell's done.
Mm-hmm. You absorb it, right?
Right.
When Wendell's...
But you were a computer science major, weren't you? No, you're a business major.
I was computer science, and then I was like, whoa, calculus. And then I switched to computer information systems. And then graduated with my BBA.
Grant and I over here with our film degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Broadcasting.
Yes. We need to be very technical. Right.
We're not that bad.
Very prestigious.
Right.
Very prestigious.
Whatever. People like movies. Yeah. I like movies.
Yeah.
But it was interesting because I had never even used Premiere, so.
No, but it's, it's really easy to pick up on. And you know, it's fun. As much as it's like, oh, you know, video editing is just my job or whatever, I still do enjoy the actual act of editing. I find enjoyable. The most recent thing, big thing that I've edited was the Christmas special, if any of you saw that.
It was hilarious.
Jesus, that was so fun to put out. That was just a complete blast from start to finish. They got to write a bunch of jokes for it. I got to do all the visual gags. It was just... God, that was so much fun. Dolomite Jones Jr. was a Grant special. I don't know why, it just came to me.
Oh, speaking of the Christmas special, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh no, you're fine.
Since we're doing like behind the scenes or whatever, when we did the Christmas special, the setup, right? Like the CPU boxes burning and stuff. A lot of that was Krista because she's great at that. But I just wanted you to know that the good snowflakes on the wall, I did. The ones that look bad are Autumn's. Okay.
We're actually looking at that set right
now. Yeah, it's right in front of where they shoot the news.
And,
or the show.
Yeah.
Shut up, dude.
We still call it the
news. It's cool. It's fine. Don't just, okay. Leave me out there and just be cool. It's the level one show. You understand?
You should know because you are the one who edited it. You edit all of the news.
I am. I'm the news guy. All the dumb backgrounds, that's me.
Yeah.
All the,
great backgrounds.
All the awful thumbnails, it's me. But I do the news. I've done the news every week since, I want to say, late 2017, week in, week out.
Mm. I've only done the news once.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing somebody commented was like, man, I was worried you guys weren't going to get this one out today.
That's fine. It's one of those things where I have a system and it just makes it so much faster. It's just like, you know. Bang, bang, bang. Doing the backgrounds is fun. I like coming up with dumb like games and movies and stuff to put stuff from. I think the green screen has been pretty successful, even though it's a little goofy looking sometimes.
That first week, people were like, no.
Yeah, no, I like it. I think it's fun.
I like seeing the one person in the comments, or a couple people, they'll be like, they're the only one that I feel like they make it a point to be like, oh, what is this one? Like, they actually try to figure it out.
Oh, and the backgrounds? Yeah. Their very first one I did was, of course, the bridge of the Enterprise D, which is Wendell, obviously. It's like, that's...
Wendell
needs to sit in that captain's chair, right?
We haven't quite gotten the angle at that point. I think we ended up lowering the camera a little bit.
I think so.
After that.
Wendell's definitely the bigger Trek head, but I've been known to dabble. So I thought that was pretty fun.
I think another way, because you don't just do the news.
No.
you do half of the videos.
Yeah, half the videos.
Half of the videos. And I think one fun way to tell the difference between you editing it versus me editing it is the music.
Yes.
Because I always use the same exact music every single time.
I have like three or four or five I rotate through.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you hear the horns, that's me.
Yeah.
Like the trumpets, that's a Grant special.
And if it's the ska.
Some like lo-fi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man, we need to put some actual ska in our videos. Are you kidding me?
Ooh. You need to hire a trumpeter.
We need like a whole 15 piece.
There you go.
Right? Yeah. I mean, like, okay, who's in first trombone? No, but the videos are always a blast. Wendell is very fun to edit. Mm. He's very dynamic, which is pretty fun. And we get a lot of interesting stuff.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to decide, like, is this bit that he just did, it's good, but is, like, does it fit the rest of the video? Do we have to keep it? Can we keep it? Or do we have to toss it and save it for ourselves for later?
For a gag. Yeah. Yeah. one thing actually I do kind of miss with the Computex videos. I'm sure a lot of you have been around long enough to check out the Computex videos. And we haven't been in a couple years. I never have gone. Wendell, you know, is the one who goes. But God, those were so fun to edit. Those weeks, the Computex weeks were so
intense. Before COVID.
Yeah, before COVID, yeah. Definitely. Were so intense. I'm sure you remember, Amber, you did a Computex with us where it was just like, God, we need to get out like three or four videos like a day.
And he was away, but like we didn't have a great system. So it'd be like, I'm going to download 10 gigabytes of video footage from Google Drive and we'll sit here half the day.
Yeah. And then, one of the things about editing here is we always make it work.
Mm.
Sometimes stuff comes up, but we always make it work. And I think I think stuff comes out pretty well generally.
Oh, yeah, I think so too. We'll see about what happens tomorrow. Cause
oh yeah.
I literally just got done editing a video that's due tomorrow that
you got today, right?
I started it today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speed demon. I think
I've gotten pretty good at those.
Yeah. I'm a little slower. I think I'm a little bit slower, but I'm a lot faster than I used to be.
Yeah.
So that's
man, when I first started, because I didn't know anything.
Yeah.
When I started,
the Ryzen 1 video I did that way back when Ryzen originally launched, and I was like, oh, this is probably gonna take me like a week, and I'm like, they're like, no, dumbass. Like, what are you talking about? Like, you need to be faster than that. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Because I'm used to school projects. Because school projects, it would be like, oh, you know, here's this thing. Get it out in like 2 weeks. And I'm like, oh, that's fine. But here I'm like, oh, wait, no, I have to be faster. And, you know, it forced me to be faster and to be better at editing.
Was this your first job
out of school? Yeah, it was.
Wow.
I finished school a little later.
Yeah.
Because, reasons.
Look, man, no and, judgment for me.
No,
I also finished a little later.
I am
magna cum laude. Don't worry, just throwing that out there.
Oh,
just
I
saying.
Was also magnum cum laude.
I graduated.
I had a sash and everything, and I was so proud of it.
I graduated.
I was.
So no, it was definitely pretty intense at first, but now I'm like, oh wait, no, it's fine. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, bang stuff out, make it good, and like. I remember, gosh, a lot of the earlier videos I did was I was really trying to push like some Tim and Eric business, right? I don't know if you're familiar with them, but it's like a lot of surrealist like weirdness. So in the Ryzen video, at one point, there's this dude. I vividly remember this dude like shrugging, then his mouth opens up like a South Park Canadian, like it kind of opens up like it has a hinge, and the Ryzen like jumps out of his mouth and onto his hand. And I just remember doing a bunch of weird stuff like that. And now I look back at it and I'm like, why was I doing that?
There's a lot of weird things I used to do. Like I used to accidentally, I don't know why, but I would always like make the color correct, right? Like I would make the color correct. That wasn't the weird thing. Mm-hmm. The weird thing is that I would always make it too blue.
Oh yeah, you.
That's easy to do though.
Do the slight, yeah, it's
because I thought
color
that the videos
delicate.
Yeah.
I thought that the videos were very orange, like they're very warm. So I was like, I need to cool this down,
especially in some of these lights.
And then it would just be blue.
Oh, that's something I didn't do though. Now that I'm thinking about it, I didn't color correct for this video that I did in a day.
We're all just flying by the seat of our pants, you know? Like, we're all just...
Another video. I'm Troy McClure, and you might remember me from videos such as, remember Level 2 Text? That was
me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Straight banger.
I've only been here almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years this summer. And
what's your favorite video you've done?
I really enjoyed doing the quantum computer.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was really
I thought you had really good, you're very good at your little illustrations, and they're funny.
Thank you. That's what I brought to level one is After Effects.
Yeah, I'm not good. I'm not that good at After Effects.
I created the logo animation. Mm-hmm. That was like the first week I got here. I did that.
The intro zoom in on the Christmas video was you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I also have a Halloween version.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, that one
you'll never get to see it.
Yeah, you guys will never get to see that.
Yeah, I'm
maybe we'll post it someday.
I come from like a traditional sort of film editing background, so I never really got into After Effects, but you come from more of that sort of motion graphics.
Yeah, I did marketing. Yeah. Have a marketing background.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I took a marketing 100 class, man. Have you heard of supply?
What?
I don't know.
I hear there's a
I have a BBA.
This is off the rails. This whole thing is off the rails.
It's episode one, testing it out, introducing ourselves. You know, it's a new year.
I'm leaving.
I used to think that the word pilot meant that that episode was called pilot.
Sometimes it is.
But like most of the time it's not. And I was like, this had nothing to do with an airplane. Like I would literally be like that. Like Parks and Recreation. I think the first episode it's called pilot. And I was like, this had nothing to do with aviation. Just the first. Airplane, yeah.
What's the best television pilot of all time?
Television pilot?
Yeah.
Who's the guy from Lost who crashed the plane?
Hurley.
I don't think he was the pilot.
Oh.
Do you have an answer?
Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks is the best TV pilot of all time.
What's their name?
Not that kind of pilot, dingus.
Oh!
I threw you off because I was making that joke.
Okay. Anyway, I'm Amber. I have a BBA, and I'm gonna leave. No,
and then leaves just me.
There's a plane at one point in Twin Peaks, but I don't know who the pilot is. Billy Zane is in it. Anyway,
I've never watched
the plane.
Twin Peaks is the greatest television show ever made.
I'll have to take your word for it.
You should.
The inside joke. The is it floating? It's floating away. The plane's floating away.
Yeah. So, okay. That's going to be a story for a different time. We got to tease them for episode 2 of Level 0 Text.
This is a great podcast.
I think, very structured.
Yeah, excellent.
But short. I think, I took the thing away so we can't see our faces.
It's been like 45 minutes.
No.
Nah, like 30, right?
18.
Hey, see?
This isn't, never mind.
I'm going to have fun editing it.
I was just going to say this is a great podcast again. I just want to reiterate.
Well, I think maybe we could be a little bit more feedback. Yes. Give us feedback. Hey. What do you want to see? What do you want to hear? What do you want to... Yeah.
I have a hot opinion.
Do you need some ice to cool it down?
Got him.
Hilarious on him.
But no, I was going to say structure's overrated, baby. Let's ride this thing off the rails.
No, but like you got to have like... You can't just...
Infrastructure is important.
Well, okay. You need like the foundation.
Broadcast television's like what, 22 minutes? What's an episode of Seinfeld? Like 22 minutes?
Something like that.
Because you got ad breaks.
We got to have ad breaks in here.
Yeah.
So, get every Linode. Time, establishing shot of level one get headquarters. Get your
Linode credits.
Yeah, absolutely. Level one tech.
Yeah, technically this is sponsored by Linode.
Level one text. Or I'm sorry, Linode.com/level1text. Get, I think it's $100 of Linode credit for 6 months or something like that. It's a great deal. You can spin up all kinds of projects on your Linode servers. They have Minecraft servers, Docker, all
Enter
kinds
Devember.
Of stuff. Yeah, Devember. Hey, check it out. Devember's going on till the end of the month.
Yeah.
End of January.
It's not too late to enter your Devember project.
And where do they do that, Amber?
Oh my gosh, go to the Level 1 Text forum.
Store.level1text.com.
Store.level1text.
Buy a KVM or a hoodie or a...
more money you give us, the more money we'll have. To do things.
To do things. We can remember that Steam Deck video. That was pretty cool. I just got one of those. Maybe I'll try to come up with a video for it.
Maybe.
I can't talk. One day,
we can afford a quantum computer of our own.
Maybe one day.
I doubt it. All right, everybody. And that is Mid Level Zero.
Welcome to the Level Zero Text Podcast.
Wait, I would like to say a serious note about Devember, though.
Yes, ma'am.
Because it's not too late to enter Devember. It's on the Level One Text Forum. It's also pinned on our Twitter. And it's I wrote it, Level One Amber. If you search my name, you'll see like all the things I've written. So you can go on there. There's also a Minecraft server.
Yeah, I think
that's important
Yeah.
So even if you're not coding oriented person, you don't have any projects, you could at least pop on. Chris is on until like pretty daily. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure until it's actually over. So even if you do something simple, it's still fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people kept that Minecraft server last year busy for months.
Yeah.
And there were some really cool builds,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, awesome stuff. Yeah.
It is survival, so you're going to have to get your own stuff. But they're very good about anti-griefing and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And I think usually they set up like a farm, like a community farm.
Yeah, and there's a whole trading stuff. Like there's economy and stuff in the their little thing. It's interesting.
The future is now, man. The future is now. Trading in Minecraft. All righty. Let us know what you guys think.
Give us ideas. We have none.
Just about. Yep.
No thoughts, head empty.
And we'll continue editing and not editing your videos because two of us are editors and then Amber doesn't edit. That's the joke.
I will.
You calling me lazy?
No.
I will process your RMAs.
Wait a minute.
And get them back to you in a timely manner.
Alrighty. And this is goodbye.
This is goodbye.